The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
In the face of the waning pandemic, the Biden administration will dramatically increase COVID restrictions across the country.
This is a political disaster for Biden.
Even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
That if, in fact, you are vaccinated, you are protected, you do not need to wear a mask.
Strictly speaking, as a scientific matter, this is lunacy.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Oh! What to do, what to do, what to do, where to start, where to start. Let's test my skills as a talk show host. I'm fairly decent at this job. Can I go all day with avoiding Simone Biles? Can I go the whole show with avoiding the controversy over the 24-year-old Olympic athlete who has had a big crisis at the Olympic Games? Now, first of all, what I don't know about the Olympics will fill a book. What I don't know about gymnastics will fill a book. And I am painfully aware that I can get winded going down the hall to go get a Diet Pepsi out of the vending machine and come back again. So it seems rather incongruous of me to criticize a young woman who I don't know. I just know of her. So I'm going to kind of do my... And I'm going to follow your guidance, as I always do, because we've got the conflicting mask guidance, vaccine mandates, surging COVID, Delta variant. Now, Biden, here's a headline that caught my eye today. A Biden administration official ordering immigration judges to stop using illegal alien as a phrase. You think, this is a sitcom, isn't it? This can't be happening. The montage I heard of Tony Fauci and all of the things he has said about wearing masks, it is comedy. I'm not even going to play the comedian who does the Fauci impression, unless you want me to. I've played it a million times. But truth is funnier than fiction. The montage of I don't even know who put the montage together. Derek sent it to me earlier today. There's a montage of Tony Fauci on masks, and then we sit around and we say, well, why are we confused? Help me out, Derek. What cut is it? Where is it from? Help me, because this is hysterical. This montage is so funny, and you say, oh, is that the comedian? Is that the guy is that the funny guy, or is that the real Fauci? You got to hear this montage. I'd like to hear it, and my producer will tell me where I can find it. I don't know where it is. All right, hold on. We'll hold that thought, and we'll try to figure out where it is, because we had it earlier today. I'll get you that montage. I mean, he's wear a mask, don't wear a mask. The masks work, they don't work. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. I mean, let's do the official takeaway. The Biden administration is saying, if you're vaccinated, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to wear a mask in hot spots. Well, what's a hot spot? Who's going to tell us where a hot spot is? You think the virus cares if you're in a hot spot or not? I mean, aren't people in a non-hot spot getting the virus? This is hysterical. And it's, I mean, for people who have lost loved ones to COVID, there's certainly nothing funny about it. But I mean hysterical as in a insane asylum way. Governors are telling the CDC, you're nuts. Republican governors, that is, are telling Fauci and Biden and the CDC, you know what? Go take a long walk off a short pier, because we're not playing these games anymore. We're not wrecking small businesses. We're not putting millions of people out of work again. You're not going to destroy this country anymore. We've had enough. So we got that on our plate. We've got all kinds of breaking news. But first and foremost, I mean, I'm willing to dive in. And judging from the text messages and the emails and the phone calls I'm getting, maybe you want to talk about it. My friend Mark Davis wrote a column at Town Hall called "The Simone Biles Moment Reveals Our Softened World." And he points out in his column at Town Hall, which I urge you to read, that the observations are not really about her, but they're about us, the way we react to the greatest gymnast the world has ever seen. And there's a raging debate, a raging controversy about her withdrawal from individual competition. She has withdrawn from competition, citing mental health issues, citing personal trauma. And the left is, of course, immediately rallying around her. There's a lot of people on the right who seem to be very critical of her decision. And I'm gonna get the ball rolling, and I'm going to invite you to join me at 800-655-MIKE. I want to get started by saying, quite simply, I learned my lesson a while ago about making a judgment or uttering a judgment, even in jest, about somebody I don't know, who would undoubtedly be hurt by my judgmental reaction. Now, I'm not trying to go soft on this. I've also read some interesting and provocative columns saying that if she's got an aerial disorientation issue, she could get hurt. In other words, if she's not committed to her sport and she's up on that bar or that balance beam or whatever it is she does, and she's not in it, she's not 100% there, she could hurt herself, and she could certainly bring down the team. So there's that argument. I don't know enough about her sport to know what role mental health has. But I do know a thing or two about people who suffer from mental illness. I do know about people who have mental health challenges. And I do know what it feels like when I sit in judgment about another human being and not consider how hurtful my judgment of that person becomes. You think she's not going through hell right now? You think she's just waltzing through this saying, oh, well, I've got mental health problems and I can't compete. I'm withdrawing from the Olympics, and that's just a walk in the park for her? I would have to believe that Simone Biles is in the middle of the biggest personal crisis of her life. And I'm going to sit around a 61-year-old chubby guy in a radio studio behind a microphone and mock her? Or judge her? Like I know what's going on in her life? I don't know that this is right or left. I think this is compassion versus a lack of compassion. And maybe it's because the Olympics don't mean anything to me. Maybe I have this position because I don't really care that much about the Olympics. I don't watch the Olympic Games. I don't care about the Olympic Games. I just don't. I'm sorry. So to see this controversy unfold just tells me, let's learn a lesson here. Nobody knows what in the world she's going through except Simone Biles herself. And if she says she's going through a personal crisis, a mental health challenge that prevents her from competing, Who in the heck am I to tell her she shouldn't be able to do that? Sorry, that's the way I see it, but I could be dead wrong. We can tackle it, judging by everybody on hold. You want to talk about it, as I suspected you might. So we welcome you to a Wednesday, July 28th. And listen, you disagree with me? Fine, we'll put you front and center. Maybe you see it the way I do. It's all right. I'm willing to take a shot at this. See how long I lasted? That shows how good a talk show host I am. I said, let's avoid Simone Biles, and I lasted 90 seconds. I'm not that good. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. We're the ReliefFactor.com studios, and I'm glad you're here.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued, but I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. The Fauci monologue. A little technical glitch between my producer and me today. Good old email, good old technology. It's going to kill me. I swear, technology. When I get on a plane, I think if the plane flies as badly as we run our show and communicate with one another, it's just a matter of time before this thing goes into the side of the mountain. There's no way the plane can get from point A to point B. When I can't get an email to my producer, or I can't communicate, or we can't pull down a piece of video, how do they fly a plane? How do they go into space? How does Elon Musk do it? Let's play cut eight since we tracked it down and I teased it, and then we could talk a little bit about Simone Biles. Where did the guy go who said I was being a hypocrite? Oh, he went away. Call me back if you think I'm a hypocrite in being reluctant to judge Simone Biles for dropping out of the Olympics due to mental health issues. Tell me what I'm being hypocritical about. If that guy would call back, Tracy, let's get him back. 1-800-655-MIKE, because I'm interested. I'm curious. If you disagree with me, please explain it to me. How do you know anything about Simone Biles' mental health or gymnastics? Maybe you're an expert in both fields. If you're not, maybe we ought to stay out of the girl's life. But maybe I'm seeing it differently. All right, 1-800-655-MIKE. Meantime, play cut eight, the Fauci monologue.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And masks are protective. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Mark, there has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. But good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
That if, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatric actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Because now the CDC says, I mean, I think I've got this right. One mask is better than zero masks. Two masks is better than one mask. But you don't have to have double masks. Is that right? I mean,
you know, it became clear that cloth coverings that you didn't have to buy in a store, that you could make yourself, were adequate. And then you want it to fit better. So one of the ways you could do it, if you would like to, is put a cloth mask over, which actually here and here and here, where you could get leakage in, is much better contained.
And are you a double masker, Dr. Fauci? Look like you are.
That's the guy who's going to save us from coronavirus. That's the that's the nation's leading expert on how we're going to end this crisis of COVID-19. Wow. Imagine why people are confused. Imagine, I'm just shocked that people are confused and upset and curious and anxious. Because that guy, that wasn't the comedian. Those are all actual Fauci clips. If you can keep up, you're a better person than I am. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. I promise, your call, your voice is coming up.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
You are such a pain in the neck, but I'm going to answer your question because you've known each other for so long. It has nothing to do with Iraq. The answer, no. I'll answer your question. Yes, Veteran Affairs is going to, in fact, require that all docs working in facilities are going to have to be vaccinated.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
About Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. If you're not vaccinated, you know that Joe Biden thinks it's because you're stupid, right? You understand? He said that yesterday. A reporter asked him flat out, are you going to mandate all federal workers get vaccinated? His answer was pretty remarkable. I have a hunch there are several people listening to me across the country who are unvaccinated. This might get your attention because President Biden has a message for you.
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
Are you concerned that the CDC's new mask guidance could sow confusion?
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion. And the more we learn about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned.
We got to analyze that. We really do. I'm sorry. We just have got to analyze this. We have a pen. I've got the transcript in front of me. He kind of mumbles as he gets older. It's a little harder to understand him. He wasn't near the microphone. But, of course, the one thing you could hear pretty clearly, if you're not vaccinated, you're not as smart as I thought you were. Okay? You may want to call me, and if you're not vaccinated, and tell me how stupid you are, since the president of the United States thinks you're not as smart as he thought you were. And number two, this is the best part of all. We have a pandemic because the unvaccinated are spreading mass confusion. So if you're not vaccinated, you're running around, I guess, maybe you got a sandwich board on. You're standing on the street corner saying, I, the unvaccinated, want to confuse you. And as you as people drive by, you hold up that sign and you are spreading mass confusion because your decision to be unvaccinated, whatever led you to make that decision, you and your doctor, you got a religious objection, you're worried about the Tuskegee Airmen, whatever your reason, you're afraid there's chips going to be planted in your brain, you don't like needles. I had somebody, very smart person, somebody I like a lot, doesn't like needles. Okay, what am I going to do? Put them in a gulag? Call 911? I'm going to say, hey, I respect your decision to do whatever you want to put in your body. Now, Biden thinks you're not as smart as he thought you were. Biden thinks you're spreading mass confusion by your decision not to be vaccinated. So now, as we're understanding from as we follow the bouncing ball, because this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the vaccinated now must be punished because you got to wear a mask outside or inside to stop the unvaccinated from getting sick and dying. Do I have it right? Do I have that right? Because really, correct me. We have to all wear masks now because the stupid unvaccinated people, says the president, says the CDC, are perpetuating the pandemic. Now, it would seem to me that if it's the unvaccinated who are getting sick and dying, and I'm not saying this to be cruel, I mean this out of 100% sincerity. If it's the unvaccinated who are getting sick and dying, that is on them. That's on them. I mean, if you smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day and you suffer from lung cancer, you smoke the cigarettes. I can't stop you from smoking a cigarette. If you engage in behavior that is risky to your health, that is on you. How does your decision to about your body become my problem? You know what I did? I did what I thought I was supposed to do. I know that's many of you have been critical of me for doing it. So be it. I got the vaccination as soon as I possibly could. I believe President Trump, who recommended the vaccination, whose Operation Warp Speed delivered the vaccine. I believe in the science of the vaccination. And I could be wrong, incidentally. I might wind up with an eyeball growing out of my forehead in 5 years. I don't know. I have no idea. That's my choice, my body, my personal decision. And you know what? You should respect my personal decision just like I respect yours. And I do. And I do. I got an email last night from somebody, some moron who said, how much money are you making to hype and promote the vaccine? When have I ever hyped or promoted the vaccine? Because I believe in something doesn't mean you have to believe in something. And if you don't believe in something, I respect that. I've not said one critical thing of anybody who's made a decision about this vaccine, one way or the other. In fact, I dare you to tell me how I've promoted the vaccine. What, because I told you how I felt about my own body? Give me a break. Give me a break. All right, we got a lot of Simone Biles callers. We'll take a few of those, and then let's get back to this never-ending debate about masks, about the vaccine. We're going to try to touch upon January 6th. We got a lot of material to catch up on here on this Wednesday. again, to Simone Biles, I don't quite understand anybody who can sit from afar in our easy chair and point a finger at her and say, whatever she's going through, she should be condemned for that. And as I understand it, this mental block of, as I'm reading about it, when you have a mental block or a mental crisis, the last thing you ought to be doing is flipping yourself around on the beam or whatever she's on, because she could do real harm to herself. And you know what? That's a decision she has to make. But here's Sandra. Sandra wants to weigh in, whose daughter is a, I understand, a national champion in gymnastics. Is that right, Sandra?
Yes.
That's very cool.
She's a state champion and national champion.
Wow. You must be very proud of her, Sandra.
Yes, we are.
I'll
and these kids are team-oriented from day one. They cheer their other team members. I think Simone Biles did the right thing, and I think that she was thinking of her team, not herself.
All right. I appreciate it, Sandra. Appreciate it. Here's Rocco, who disagrees in the ReliefFactor.com studios, I think. Hey, Rocco.
Hey, Mike. Simone Biles is the Babe Ruth of gymnastics.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is the judges at the Olympic Committee said they will not give her marks for the incredible stuff that she does. They will not score her for that because not everybody can do it, and other gymnasts might get injured trying to do what she does. Baseball back in the late 20s and 30s changed the rules because of Babe Ruth. They're doing the same thing for Simone Biles. They're penalizing her for being too damn good.
Wow. Okay.
Because
I got it. All right. Appreciate it. Again, you're talking a language I don't quite understand. I don't know the judging, the scoring. I know there's a young woman who's in trouble, apparently, in Tokyo, and there's a whole lot of people who seem to want to judge her or condemn her, and I just would urge you to rethink that. In fact, I got a nice email. Hey, Mike, a real good email a few minutes ago. Let me find it here. Oh, here it is. Hey, Mike, I have to be honest. I was real angry about Simone Biles, but after your analysis on it on the show, I totally get it now. You opened my eyes on the situation. No, I appreciate that, but maybe you disagree with me. I don't, hey, let me know. 17 before the hour, one open line, 800-655-MIKE. And incidentally, am I wrong about my analysis regarding masks, Biden, CDC, vaccine mandates, vaccine choices? Let me know. 1-800-655-MIKE. Here's Chris. Chris, welcome aboard.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Chris.
For all you do, I just wanted to come back get last guy. I don't even know what the heck he was even listening to, but it's a real thing, this mental block. Our daughter's been in competition cheerleading, which is very similar with the gymnastics. And I see girls that have spent their whole life doing this, and all of a sudden, they just can't do it. And you got to feel for her, because this little girl's been doing it since the time she could walk. Pretty sure she wants to be an Olympic champion again.
Of course she does. And I have to believe this. She's going through what has to be one of the most horrific, terribly anguishing moments of her life, of her career. She has spent years training for this. And to say, oh, well, she's just a wimp, or she's soft, or she's being coddled, I'm sorry. I can't go there. Prove me wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. 800-655-MIKE. And tell me I'm wrong saying that it's impossible to follow the CDC or to take anything they're saying seriously anymore. After you hear that flip-flop from Fauci, that montage, one day masks are good, one day masks are bad, two masks, no masks, masks outdoor. Now they're saying, you got to help me understand the logic. If it's a pandemic of the vaccinated, why are the vaccinated being punished? Please let me know. 800-655-MIKE.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org. Don't you know?
Hey, Mike, I got vaccinated, both shots, Moderna shots, only because I thought it can't hurt. It only helps, it can't hurt. But I'll tell you something. At this point, I don't listen to Fauci. I don't listen to Biden. I don't listen to the CDC. Because you know why? None of them know what they're talking about. So I have to do just what I think is the right thing to do.
My great point about judging mental health, I lost my family over that. They projected bipolar onto me. I didn't even have it. But anyway, let me tell you the funniest thing you've ever said on air. I think my organs are shutting down one by one. I told my wife, who doesn't even listen to you, she busted gut. You are hilarious in self-deprecation. Keep up the great work. We love you, Mike.
I'm glad my misery amuses you. I do. I think every day my organs shut down one by one. Honest to goodness. And I shouldn't joke about, you know, post-surgical pain, because I happen to have a very dear friend who is in the thick of a pretty big medical crisis in my case. And of course, when my friend hurts, out of sympathy, then I start hurting. And I'm convinced that my hernia surgery has gone bad and is not working, or I'm having a reoccurrence. I mean, how long has it been, Eric, since I've had the hernia surgery? 15, 16 weeks? And it should still hurt? I don't know. And then I convince myself that the surgeon is really a far left, like Bernie Sanders supporter. And he just wanted to do some damage when he got in there and not really do it right. It is. It just kind of, how long is my groin going to ache? And no one wants to have an achy groin. You wonder why I'm cranky? That's why I'm cranky. You ought to sit here and have an achy groin. Do a radio show. You know when my groin aches? Because I'm reading articles like this one from Axios, Caitlin Owens. The Biden administration is essentially asking vaccinated Americans to help save the unvaccinated from themselves. Let that sink in. The Biden administration, these are smart people. There's a big news organization, Axios. The Biden administration is asking vaccinated Americans to help save the unvaccinated from themselves. America's pandemic of the unvaccinated has gotten bad enough that vaccine mandates are starting to catch on, she writes. And masks are coming back. In some cases, even for the vaccinated. She goes on to say, the vast majority of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are among unvaccinated people. So the main point of bringing back masks for vaccinated people, because you might wonder, well, if unvaccinated people are suffering, I hate it for them, but that's on them, right? No, 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 no. The smart kids over at Axios write, to reduce the risk that a person with a breakthrough infection, that means if you're vaccinated, you still get COVID, but you're not going to get sick, will infect an unvaccinated person who is still at a much higher risk of serious illness or death. This is all about reducing the risk that those of us who are vaccinated will get infected, and we will pass on the virus to those ignorant unvaccinated people, and then they'll get sick and die. That's what the Biden administration and the CDC are saying. Jeff has some thoughts on this on line 4. Hello, Jeff. Help. Give me some clarity in all this. I need some help. As my organs shut down one by one.
I'm not sure I'm going to provide you with the help you're looking for, but I think the unvaccinated need to be vaccinated. One of the main reasons at this point in time is the unvaccinated are largely responsible for the mutations that are going to continue to the point where this is going to be circular, which as this further mutates, it can then also infect the people that are already vaccinated, and this will never end. And that's
so it'll be like a never-ending cycle. You're saying?
Well, it could. It absolutely could.
Well, why don't they say that? Why don't they say what you just said?
You want me to speak for other people? I can't. I'm a very logical-minded person, and I know quite a bit about science myself.
Right.
And I can't speak for anybody else.
I respect that, but here's my theory about what you just said, what you've just posited, and you tell me if I'm wrong. And I'm not saying this is a criticism of you. I think you're spitballing. I think you're saying, well, what the experts are telling us from the CDC and the NIH and the Biden administration don't make a lot of sense. So I, Jeff, as a logical, educated, smart guy, and I don't doubt that you're any of those things, I'm going to spitball here. I'm going to say, well, maybe what they mean, you know what I mean? Is there any doubt why nobody believes anybody anymore?
Well, sure. No, a lie well told is immortal, and truth is not hard to kill.
Amen. Well put, Jeff. You are a smart guy. Thank you. And nothing wrong with spitballing. I guess we're all doing a little bit of that these days. But truth is not subjective. There are some fundamental truths. For example, there is an official explanation of why Officer Brian Sicknick died. So why did the weeping police officer on the January 6th commission hearing yesterday get away with a bald-faced lie? We'll tackle that and more coming up.